The organophosphorus compounds, which are strong anticholinesterases, are very potent insecticides. And that was why these compounds, which had been developed a lot, during the war, the possibility of nerve gases, then retained their apparent usefulness as insecticides. But they were so toxic, so many of them were so toxic, and they had bad effects on people who were using them. And they turned up in various things, in plasticizers, for instance, TOCP, triorthocresyl phosphate, was used in lipstick, and it was also used in paint and various things. And people didn't really realize how toxic they were. And then eventually people got worried in the wider field because of their effect on the food chain and all these birds of prey that ate little birds which had become contaminated, and you got a lot of loss of bird life. Although the demyelinating effect is variable from these organophosphorus compounds between them, the actual toxic effect, the acute toxic effect, is due to the uncontrolled accumulation of acetylcholine. But I think that so much is probably now known, about their toxicity, and that there's something to be avoided, that the actual mechanisms of their action and why they're demyelinating, I mean, apart from the use by terrorists and things, and the occasional accident in 1959, there was sudden reports in the press and on the radio about people that had been struck down by some paralysis in Morocco, and they had actually stolen aviation fluid which contained triorthocresyl phosphate. Now, as soon as I heard it, I thought that's an anticholinesterase thing. And Honor Smith and Spaulding from, I think, the Institute of Neurology went out, and about 4 days later they made the diagnosis I'd already made. I think they'd made it too, probably.